5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 2/25 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on The Grave Talks, Collecting Spirits, a conversation with author Rene Valois. Rene Valois went from a skeptic to a true believer after an unforgettable encounter with a poltergeist. When a heavy metal tray flew across the room, Rene's view of the world and reality itself was forever changed. She began to ask others about their paranormal experiences, and the answers she received were nothing short of stunning. These personal stories, compiled in her book Collecting Spirits, Life with Ghosts, Guardians, and Guides, offer dramatic evidence of the prevalence of ghosts, spirits, and the otherworldly. But the book goes beyond ghostly tales. It also provides guidance for the haunted, with actionable advice on how to deal with troublesome spirits, as well as inspiring stories of angels and benevolent guides. Whether you're a seasoned believer or a curious skeptic, this episode will open your eyes to the incredible power of the spiritual world and the unseen forces around us. Today on The Grave Talks, Collecting Spirits, a conversation with author Rene Valois. Rene, thank you so much for joining me today to talk about your book.
I'm excited to do it.
I think it's going to be a fun conversation. Somehow, in the algorithm of Facebook, your book found me.
Oh, and that's great.
Yeah, it just showed up one day on my feed, and I was like, Collecting Spirits, Life with Ghosts, Guardians, and Guides? This is for me. And so I read the book, and it was really, it's an interesting book. There's a lot of information in there that we'll talk about. But it goes from experiences and ghost stories that you've collected to kind of dealing, you know, like spirit guides and how you can open your own intuition more. And so it's, there's some how-to things in here too, which I found really interesting. But you kind of start the book off with an experience that happened to you that you couldn't explain. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I did not believe in ghosts. I had always been told ghosts were just made up stories. You know, Hollywood does these crazy ghost movies and such. So I just didn't believe them. It wasn't like I was a skeptic. I just didn't believe them at all. And then I had an experience. I went to get a massage at this beautiful old building. I was laying naked under a thin sheet on a table. And it was just the young masseuse and me in the room. It was a private room. And across the room, there was this counter, which had a metal tray on it with some cosmetic tools and stuff. And in the middle of the massage, suddenly that heavy metal tray flew off the counter and onto the floor with a loud crash. And I was like, what the heck? There's nobody standing near it, you know, and the windows are shut. And even then, if there had been a wind, you would have needed a tornado to move that thing. And I'm like, what the heck? What happened? And the masseuse goes, oh, that's like the second or third time that's happened, always with women. She said, I think the guys get a little excited. And I'm like, guys? I'm looking around. What guys? I mean, literally, there's nobody in the room but her and I. And she goes, well, this used to be a Masonic temple, and some of the guys have stuck around. It's haunted.
Oh, and that's, I was like, so fascinating.
What? First off, what happened, and like I said, broke the laws of physics. It was physically impossible what happened, what I experienced. I was like, that's not possible. How do you explain this? And she's like, oh, yeah. And I said, do you have other activities? She's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God. Now, I think that ghost, that male ghost there who, you know, thought it was fun, was trying to scare me. And I was not at all scared. I was delighted. I was like, what the heck? My whole view of the world just kind of turned upside down in an instant. And I was delighted because, first off, we all want to hopefully believe there's life after death, but I've just seen evidence there really is. Two, the world just seemed so much more magical and interesting suddenly, because if something that I thought was just a fantasy is real, what else out there is real that I thought was not real, making the world much more interesting than it was when I didn't see this and have this experience. So that kind of opened a doorway for me to start exploring that. And at that time, I wasn't planning to write a book, but I started going around to people and saying, well, first off, nobody had ever told me about their ghost experiences. So I thought, is this rare? Is nobody having these experiences? So
surprise.
Surprise. I start talking to people, especially if they're alone. I didn't want them to feel self-conscious. So I'd, you know, when we're kind of alone in a casual conversation, I'd say, I had a paranormal experience once. Has anything like that ever happened to you? And I was shocked. I was shocked because over and over people would say, I've never told anyone this because I was afraid they'd think I was crazy. Mm-hmm. But, and then they'd tell me the most amazing experience and encounter. And I started going back and writing them down because just for myself, because I'm like, this is amazing. This is amazing. All these stories out there and nobody's hearing them because everyone thinks nobody's having experiences and they're afraid people throw them in an insane asylum or something.
That is so true. So many people feel like they would be judged if they were to share it. Like, there's this fine line between paranormal and was I crazy? And so they don't share it for fear of judgment, I think.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely. In fact, even now, I have a website related to the book. And every week I add a new true ghost story that's not in the book because people are still telling you their stories. And a lot of times they still don't want their names on there. I mean, I changed the names of everyone I put in the book to protect their privacy, mm-hmm. except for my close relatives. And even now they'll say, oh, yeah, just use my first initial. You know, some people are okay with using their first name. There's no last name. So who's going to tell who it is? But
right.
But still, a lot of people don't want their name on it. They're happy to tell me, but they're kind of happy to see it up there. They just don't want people to know it's their story.
So did you feel like, I mean, obviously, we've all heard paranormal stories, ghost stories. Did you kind of just think up to that point, this is just a bunch of people making stuff up? Or did you kind of have a feeling that maybe it just hadn't happened to you?
You know, I wasn't really into it before that. I don't think I really saw a lot of ghost stories. This was quite a few years ago now. It was probably 15 years ago when I first had my experience with the masseuse. And I wasn't really watching ghost shows or reading, you know, stuff about ghost experiences because as far as I knew, it was just made up. So I would have thought it was just probably, you know, people making stuff up for fun. It just wasn't in my life at that point. Mm-hmm.
Had you ever had any paranormal experiences before then, or was that just the first big boom, like literally crash?
Here's yeah, a paranormal that crashed experience. My world, as I say. that was the first big one that really put me on the path and made me go, oh, ghosts are real. And I absolutely have seen so much more evidence and experiences since then to prove absolutely that they're real and heard from so many people. There was an experience when I was very young, and I did not associate it with ghosts, but now I know it was a ghost. I grew up in a 1920s house, and I lived here pretty much all my life. And when I was in college, I started arguing with my dad about suicide, saying I couldn't understand how anyone could do it. It's terrible, blah, blah, blah. I knew everything, of course, at 19. And he's like, no, you don't understand why people might do that. And I wouldn't let it go. And finally, he said, somebody close has committed suicide. I'm like, oh, my God, was it my grandma who died young? And he's like, no, it wasn't her. And then I still wouldn't let him go. And finally, he admitted, and I'm still living in that house, the man who built our house in the 1920s committed suicide in it. Mm. Now, there was an incident when I was young, well, more than once. I used to challenge myself to walk up the staircase in the night, in the dark, when no one was upstairs, by myself, you know, being brave. And when I got to the top of the stairs and turned onto the hallway, I would feel a man standing in the door of the bedroom there. I could not see him, but I felt him. I knew it was a man, and he was standing there. I did not feel he was threatening. I wasn't scared of him, but it was, well, there's a guy there, and it wasn't Dad. I would then just walk down the hallway and go to my bedroom. Now, when I told my sister this a couple of years ago, because I finally connected the dots, as a kid, I didn't see that as a ghost, because ghosts are white and floaty and fly
through
the
air. Right, Casper.
Casper, yes, Casper. I loved old Casper cartoons. Poor right. Casper. So, you know, this guy wasn't that, so I didn't even think of him as a ghost. I told my sister this, and she said, oh, my God. She had shared a bedroom with me when we were little kids, and she said, I used to feel a man come and stand in the doorway of our bedroom and stare at us. And she said, it wasn't Dad, and I was terrified. She said, I sit there going, don't know. I got to pretend I'm asleep. I don't want him to come over. He can't tell I'm awake. She was afraid he would come over and look at her. She was terrified of him. Totally different reaction. I was not terrified at all. I've never been afraid of ghosts. I didn't know it was a ghost, but I wasn't afraid of him. She was terrified of him. But it was probably the same guy. It was that, I'm sure it was the man who committed suicide in the house. And I don't think he meant any harm. I think he was just checking on us and mm-hmm. looking at, seeing what was going on. I ended up buying that house from my parents when they retired and moved up north. And I raised my kids here, and he has not been here. He did move on at some point. I think probably as we were growing up or something, he thought, oh, everything's fine.
Everything's good. My house is in good hands and I can leave.
It's okay.
Because I think a lot of times they're attached to something, or there's some kind of unfinished business, or I can't quite let go. I need to make sure my people, my loved ones are okay.
Yeah.
So I think there are sometimes things keeping them close.
For sure. Some people stick around because they want to watch over their loved ones. And they find out there's not that much they can do. I mean, they can see what's going on, but it's, you know, hard. Sometimes they can give messages. But I think people who've gone into the light have more power to interfere than people who are ghosts, because ghosts have a limited amount of power. When we die, we're supposed to go into the light, but we have free will even when we die. So we can stick around if we choose, and some people do. And some people do because they're afraid of what might happen. Say you never believed in an afterlife and you behaved that way, and you're afraid you're going to be in trouble if you go into the light because of that. Or because you did terrible things in your life,
right,
and you're afraid of what punishment might await you there. So those people will often stick around here. And then I understand, and I've seen it in my experience too, that a lot of times men will stick around waiting for their wives, elderly men, because women often outlive men, you know, so they're waiting. They want to go in together with their wife. And I told my husband, this is really chivalrous. They're waiting for their wives. He goes, nope, I'm going to wait for you because I'm afraid I won't get in without you. He said, all these guys want their wives so they can get in.
There is some truth to that. It's like, honey, is it okay? I don't know. I need to wait for her. So I get that. You know, I just find it so fascinating that, you know, just one massage changed your life, the direction, or opened it up, I should say, to this whole other world.
It wasn't the massage, though. It was the activity.
Yeah, but it was going to the massage that day.
Just that random thing.
It's so interesting how you don't know the moments that are going to change in your life, that will change your direction of your life. Because going into it, you are just going to get a massage. Leaving it is like, what the hell happened? So in this probably 2 hour span of time, 1 hour span of time, it was like, there's more out here I didn't really think about. I find that so interesting because for me, and I talk about this openly on the show and our other show, that I lived in a haunted house as a kid. So to me, that's always been my life.
Oh, interesting.
So I find it interesting for someone like you, there was this one thing that really opened the door for you.
Yeah.
You know, you really dove into the rabbit hole.
And, yes, I did.
Yeah. And I love that it so profoundly affected you.
Well, it's interesting because there are people who've had amazing experiences that I would think would make you a believer. And they go, oh, it can't be a ghost. It can't be a ghost. I don't know what that was. I don't know what happened, but it can't be a ghost because they don't exist. They refuse to change their beliefs.
Oh, my gosh. All the time people will say, you know, when they find out what I do and they're like, yeah, I don't believe in that. But this one time, and then they'll tell you the most paranormal story. And I'm like, how do you sync that up in your brain?
Yeah.
Because there's no explanation for what you just told me. So I always find that interesting. I don't believe in it, but this one time.
Yeah, to me, that's funny. I'm sorry, but that's funny. They're so desperately tied to their existing belief system that they won't give it up in spite of other evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no problem with that because I'm like, I could see this is not physically possible what just happened. You know, what she told me is amazing, but I believe it because there's no other explanation. I don't see any other explanations for this.
So when you started talking to people about, and there's a lot of stories in the book. You started talking to people. Is there a story or two that you'd like to share, ones that you found were really profound?
You know, there were a lot of cool stories. Some were more poignant. Some were just like dramatic. You know, I mean, like the guy who, he after his grandfather died, there was a light that came on in a spare room and the lamp was not even plugged in. And he's like, oh my God, I got to get a picture of this. And he grabs his cell phone and the thing goes off right when he's going to take the picture. Didn't want him to take the picture. Or the friends who shared an apartment. I think that's near the front of the book. Mm-hmm. And they had all these weird things happen. The radio would come on full blast on a station they never listened to. All these things were happening. And they finally thought, let's connect and talk to the spirits. And they all sat together in the dark and, you know, said, is there anyone here? Give us a sign, and something like that. And suddenly the lamp overhead, every single bulb in the chandelier shattered and burst at once. And all the glass rained down on him. And then the blade started spinning around.
That was creepy.
I thought this is pretty obvious. And then they're like, oh my God, what do we do? From then on, they wouldn't talk about it or talk to it. And actually that's a good way to go. If you don't want activity, it's better to ignore it than to talk about it a lot, you know, typically. Although I will actually talk and say, hey, cut it out. If you keep doing this particular thing, I'm going to banish your butt out of here.
Yeah.
I have talked to ghosts to tell them, cut it out. And I think in those cases, I'm thinking the ghost doesn't realize what they're doing is maybe harmful or how harmful it could be.
Mm-hmm.
And if you let them know, don't be doing this because this is a problem. If they're decent, they'll listen to you.
Do you have activity in your own home then? Are you still living in the 1920s house?
I am.
Because you were talking about, hanging up the home sweet haunted home sign.
Oh, yeah.
And there's some activity going on in the house that's not necessarily connected to the man, though.
No, he's long gone. But you know what? Our activity is not constant. I believe we have ghosts that come and go. And ghosts can go anywhere they want. People think, oh, they're stuck here. No, they're not. They can go to the next door over. They can go to the mall. They can do whatever they want. You're not going to stop them, are you? So I have had ghosts come through and then leave. I do not believe we have a ghost here all the time. And that particular sign that I mentioned, I mentioned it on my website. A friend recently passed in December. And before she had died, she'd been ill for a long time. I told her, I said, you know, if I pass before you, I will send you a sign to let you know I'm okay. And I said, if you pass before me, will you send me a sign that you're okay? And she smiled and nodded. She couldn't speak at that time, but she smiled and nodded. The day I got the phone call that she had passed, she had been pretty ill. I was wrapping gifts on the living room floor. It was shortly before Christmas. And my husband was wrapping gifts on the dining room table. And suddenly I hear this thunk thud in the dining room. I'm like, what was that? I say to my husband. And she's like, I don't know, he said. So I walked in there and I look. And lying on the floor is the sign that we usually had on the counter there across from the dining room table where, where he was. And it says, home sweet haunted home. And I'm like, I started laughing. I'm like, oh, thank you. I thanked my friend because she had literally used a sign as a sign.
Right.
She was, okay. She's a ghost now temporarily, before she goes on to the other side. And she used that sign and tossed it on the floor. That had never happened before. It wasn't like this. It was always falling on the floor. And it was the very same day she had passed. So I'm like, oh, thank you so, so much for giving me the sign. I said, I really appreciate it. I knew she was okay. And she was free of being sick, which is good.
Does your husband believe in the paranormal as well, or is he like, what has happened to Renee?
He was an extreme skeptic before I started dragging him to all these haunted places, and he started having some experiences himself. And he goes, well, oh my gosh, I never thought I'd be like, okay, the TV came on by itself. It must be a ghost. I mean, because I'll be like, oh yeah, it's probably a ghost. He said, I never would have thought that before. I'm like, well, now he's way more open to it. I think he does believe, to be honest, but he's not as focused on it as I am. Yeah, we've had some interesting things happen here.
I always find that interesting how people can still remain skeptic when they've had experiences they can't really explain. And so I don't know how they always sync that up, but somehow they do.
I think, like I said, it's because they are so attached to their current belief system. Sometimes it's that everything has to be explained by the science we have right now. But our science is in kindergarten level. I'm sorry. We know so little really about the universe that if they think what little we know is going to explain everything, I find that kind of funny. But yeah, a lot of times people want some what they consider scientific proof, which, again, I think we're in the kindergarten stage of science, considering what's all out there in the universe right now.
And that's the thing with this is that it's a really hard thing to absolutely prove. Even if you get something paranormal on recording, video, audio recording, photos, there are still people who will say, manipulated. Yeah. You obviously did that in Adobe Audition. That's the magic of creating audio stuff. You did that. And so I think even then, so when you do come across something that could be paranormal, there's people who will never believe it.
That's true, because they'll just say either they don't believe you because you're telling them this happened to me. They'll just not believe you for whatever reason. Or you're right. They won't believe the evidence that you're providing because they'll say you faked it. So you got to actually be able to trust the source. And I mean, when I was getting these stories, these people had no reason to lie to me and make up a story. In fact, they were like, they didn't necessarily want other people to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
They were a little scared that people would think they were crazy. It wasn't like, oh, I want to make up a story because this is fun. Ha ha ha. No, they didn't. They were not that way at all. And these were people I trusted. They were not. I mean, some were acquaintances and stuff too, but basically, I mean, these were people who are like, oh my God, I've never told anyone this. And, it was a very, I trust that the sources of these people, and just from my own experiences, I believe the stories would absolutely happen.
After talking to people and getting their stories, did you kind of see a pattern to these stories that some of them fit in different categories, perhaps? Like, that seems like a visitation from a loved one. That seemed like something darker. That wouldn't be a visitation from a loved one. Did you see some of that kind of falling into place?
Definitely. There are definitely, you'll definitely see earthbound spirits or ghosts that are loved ones who are coming by to see people. Definitely. I've experienced that as well. I've had relatives come through who had passed that had not gone into the light yet. And I had a story about my cousin. Her dad, who had, was a sheriff and killed in the line of duty, came back to reassure her mom, who was just crying and crying. They were like early 30s and she had three kids and she's now a widow, and she was worried that he had suffered when he died and he came back. She actually saw him and he came and sat under bed and said, "It's okay. I'm all right."
That's really profound when you actually see them.
She actually saw him. And he also showed up a couple other times as well. But so there's, you know, I think definitely there's the loved ones coming by to help, to and also to check on people. That's I think that's the sweetest kind of ghost, personally.
I do too. And the visitation dreams and all that, oh, yes. I find so profound.
Those are wonderful, and they really give people a lot of comfort. And I genuinely believe that those are spirits coming into their dreams. If they are kind and if they're speaking to you and you feel like it's them, I mean, you can just have wacky dreams with your relatives in them, and it's not a visitation.
There's a but difference. There's a big difference.
I agree. I mean, the one dream I had that I felt was a visitation from my dad was so different. It was just like so vivid. I really felt he was there, and I woke up and I felt like he was right there. I just felt he was there, and he'd already passed. It didn't feel like an ordinary dream, and it's still vivid in my mind.
The same has happened to me. Like, I've had these dreams where I woke up in tears because I realized the dream was so real that I was having a conversation with my dad. Then I woke up to the realization that he was dead, which was upsetting because I felt like I had just been talking to him. Mm-hmm. And so they're just so different. I've had lots of dreams with him in it, but very few that had that feeling of, I just talked to my dad.
Yeah, I think you can tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing. So that's one time. Well, that's one type of ghost experience. And then, of course, you can have strangers that just wander through your house and check things out and want to know what you're up to, or follow you home from the shopping mall because they thought you were kind of cool or whatever. So you can have strangers wandering through. They're not necessarily harmful, but they're just curious or, you know, want to, you know, take some of your energy, whatever. And then you can have darker ghosts who are nasty people in life and are still being nasty. And they might do some unpleasant tricks on people. You hear about ones where people get scratched, or I've heard recently about a young couple that have a very old house from the mid-1800s, and they're getting pushed down the stairs.
Oh, now that's dangerous.
Very nasty, very nasty. So that's somebody who's a major problem.
And there is something that you address in the book, and it's about energy. So in a case like that, being pushed down the stairs, that I would think would create a fear. A constant on edge because I'm walking down the stairs. I got to hold on tight because what if I get pushed? And how can you ever really relax in a house like that? I don't know.
Yeah, that would be hard. Definitely they should take steps to weaken the ghost. And there are things you can do. One thing I do recommend is saging or, you know, burning white sage is really one of the strongest things to do. And you have to burn it in every single area of the house, every corner, every closet, the attic, the basement, the garage, if it's attached. You have to get every area. And what that does, it doesn't, if a ghost is weak, it'll get them out. But if they're a fairly strong ghost, they'll be very lethargic after you do that, but it won't necessarily make them leave. They'll be lethargic for a week or two, and then they might start acting up again, and then you have to do the whole thing all over, make them weak again, and then you'll have to keep doing it until they get so fed up that they're going, I don't want to stick around here. I'm always feeling weak and horrible, and then they'll leave finally. And then, a lot of people have had their religious leaders come in and bless a house. Sometimes that will get rid of a ghost. Again, it depends on how intent the ghost is on staying, because otherwise it might make them lethargic again for a while, and then they'll start acting up again. So it can take time to get rid of a troublesome ghost, to be honest.
And what's great about the book is you kind of give them some how-tos, like how to smudge, how to make your own smudge sticks and sprays. So for someone who's like, I need some help with this, you've got some tips.
Yeah, I wanted to provide tools that would help people manage and deal with ghosts that are, you know, maybe problems or they're worried about, and to give them a lot of information. I also wanted to give a little bit of information on angels, not very much, and then additional on spirit guides, and also give people tips on boosting your intuition so you can hopefully speak with loved ones on the other side, because there's also spirits that are not ghosts that are on the other side and through the light. They're not here on the earth. And you can actually talk to them. And you can also talk to your spirit guides and get advice and help, especially if you boost your intuition or pay attention to your intuition. And I too truly believe that everyone has some intuition or psychic ability from the day you're born.
I do too. I was just having a conversation about that this week. I think that we all have that inner voice that kind of like you get that little weird feeling like this doesn't feel right. Then you go with it and it's like, man, dang, I should have listened to that.
Right. We don't know how many people had the inclination that, oh, I shouldn't get on that plane, but, oh, I'm being stupid. And they get on and it crashes. You know, you don't, the people who don't listen, you don't always find out what happened. But you can do things to increase your intuition and your ability to sense things. And that can be very helpful. Yeah. I mean, basically we're like, you know, people are born, some people are born with incredible artistic talent from birth, but other people can learn to become really good artists by studying and practicing and stuff. And we can all do that with psychic ability and intuition as well.
And I love that there's just a chapter on managing your ghosts. Which I thought was pretty great. And you do say in the book, you have way more power than any ghost.
Yeah, we do.
What do you mean by that?
For instance, I'll tell people, I'll pick up a glass and say, are you impressed that I picked up this glass? Now, if a ghost picked up the glass, you'd be like, oh my God, oh my God. Yeah, so what? I mean, you can physically do way more than a ghost can do in this world. Ghosts, you know, they're pure energy. They don't have a material form. They're pure energy. So it takes a lot of energy for them to do things, and they have to replenish it and get it. And typically they get it from people. And obviously you can see that they also maybe sometimes drain batteries and they get energy from electronics, and they certainly can do things to electronics. But basically we are physically much more powerful than a ghost is. They're limited.
But that said, it is really surprising when you would see a coffee cup lift up.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
What the hell just happened?
Because you can't see the hand lifting it. You might be like, oh, look at that. Oh, my God. You know, if you saw their hand, you'd be like, so what? You know, so, and that's how I feel. I'm like, eh, whatever. So you lifted it up. I can do more than that.
I need to be more like you, Renee. And that wraps up part one of our conversation with Renee Valois about her book, Collecting Spirits, Life with Ghosts, Guardians, and Guides. For more information, you can visit her website at collectingspiritsghosts.com. If you'd like to access all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users, It's all at spinquest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson-Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny System comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 Mannies that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny System with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.